So today we're going to work ourselves into a nice, deep, relaxed state known as yoga nidra. Nidra means sleep in Sanskrit, but it really means a state of deep, deep relaxation where the body is getting rest and recovery, but you're not actually sleeping. To begin your practice, lie down onto a mat. You might have the legs propped up in a way, maybe perhaps on a pillow, or otherwise you're just flat on your mat as you'd be in Shavasana or corpse pose. The yogis say that those involved in psychic engagements throughout the day should do corpse posture every day for two to five or 2 to 8 or 10 minutes. Just being on the back is very helpful, letting the body just come into a state of rest. Today we're going to do an extended yoga nidra, so it's going beyond our normal type of Shavasana experience. So once you have yourself physically settled in your position, have the eyes closed. Let the breath start to lengthen. And just kind of take stock physically, psychically. Become a witness to all that's unfolding within and around you. The heels, hips, and shoulder blades are into the earth. The back of the head is into the mat. The jaw is soft. Tongue and teeth relaxed. Eyes still and focused inwards. These are just some reminder points just to get us going here. And let's just use that breath . The science of breath control in yoga is known as Swara Shastra. The breath can aid us in all types of ways. It can make us stronger physically when we breathe according to our needs physically. It's an aid towards psychic stillness. And it's also a great tool for spiritual engagement. Now we're just using the breath to calm the physical body, long, slow respirations. And little by little, we're also training the mind to start to sit in one spot, using the breath to harness the mind. Let's start to let the palms face toward the sky, or in a way that's comfortable for you, where the palms are just kind of open and that whole tendency of clutching. We live in a clutching type of society. We're always grabbing and reaching onto something. Now's the time to be free, to let go, to open the palms slightly towards the sky. The arms are slightly angled away from the hips, maybe 5 or 7 or 10 or 12 degrees, as is comfortable for you. Yoga nidra is a beautiful mix between physical, psychic, and psycho-spiritual engagement. Humans are not just physical creatures, proof being that when we sleep at night, sometimes the body's tired, but we toss and turn because the mind is restless. So Yoga Nidra aims to harness everything into one very sweet, wholesome flow. Bring your point of attention to the tip of the big toe on each foot. Let a luminous presence or a light, or whatever you like to think of it, just to enter the body at that spot. Just kind of light that inner lamp. Let that light be a healing source, a place of comfort, and just keep it right there at the tip of the big toe. And little by little, let that light start to make its way through all the toes, maybe across the tips, and suffuse all the toes on each foot. When we say light, we mean a sense of luminescence, but really it's where you're bringing your mental presence to in your body, and you're using the breath to keep the mind at that spot. And let that energy just start to encapsulate the entire foot, little by little, catching every cell, every pore, as the feet become relaxed. Let gravity take over, let the ankles roll as they will. And once the feet feel like they're starting to get a sense of recovery, gently draw that energy right up through the knees. So now you got the lower limbs that you're working on. So from the toe all the way up to the lower limb. And just move gradually in incremental steps as you let that sense of release and relaxation take over as that luminescence reaches up towards the knees. That portion is now light, weightless, free. And when you'd like to move on deeper, move on through that whole thigh region. Slow and steady. And let your mind's eye make its way right to the tailbone, so that the whole lower limbs have been suffused with a sense of newness, of freshness, of release, of disengagement. Just give yourself some time to lengthen the respirations, to totally recharge. And then as we focus our psychic presence more and more right at the tailbone region, we know that's where the Muladhara chakra is. Mula in Sanskrit means root. It's the base chakra. Chakra is just an intersection point of nerves. Nerves which the yogis have well founded, which Western medicine has yet to really investigate. But in due course it'll happen. Nerves, you can say nadis. Ida pingala nadi, cross over the susumna, that's where the chakra is. And that base chakra is involved in a variety of aspects. It's good for the well-being of the physical body. And it has four components. Kama, Artha, Dharma, and Moksha. Pure physical, physical psychic, psycho-spiritual, and pure spiritual. Kama, Artha, Dharma, and Moksha. It's a square in shape. Oh, maybe the size of your thumbnail, just at the base of the spine. For our purposes here, we're going to say that it's golden in color, and that is, it says, suvarna in Sanskrit from the shloka, suvarna. Su means good and varna means color. It means golden color. I know there's some paths they say it has different color, but we're going to go with golden here. And just visualize that golden base chakra. And let's journey up a little bit. Come right up through the spine, but think of it more as a susumna canal, as a great pipe. A vacuum of energy that you're just drawing up. And you come just to the suprapubis region, midway between the tailbone and the navel point. We're going to pit stop there at that Svadhisthana chakra, the second chakra point. That chakra shape is Ardchandra. It's half moon in shape. It's milky white in color. And you're breathing there. This chakra is very good for curing the waterways of the body. Works with the liquid factor. And just feel that whole region just become a state of ease. Up one more level to the navel point, the focal point of the physical body, the warmest part of the body. That's where they call it Agni, fire. But it's the Manipur chakra. It's triangular in shape, crimson red in color, and it is the luminous factor. Light. Heat. Good. And just focus the mind at that spot. Anytime the mind gets focused at a particular point of the body and the mind is calm, then that body region can heal itself. It's getting attention, it's getting a sense of sanctity. So give yourself some time to rest here, to stay there. Now let's journey on up higher into that all-important heart chakra region. Just suffuse that region with a sense of release, comfort, hope, love. The heart chakra is circular in shape, light green in color. And it's involved with all different types of vrittis or psychic propensities, including hope and love. And as those two grow, then naturally fear and worry disappear. It's an inverse relationship between love and fear. The two don't coexist. Well, you can say, if there's 75% love, then there's 25% fear. And the aspirant, part of the path is to become fearless. And that means suffusing the heart with love, love for each and every cell of this creation and each and every cell of your own existence. So let yourself be embraced by the universe at that space. And let your whole sense of karuna and compassion float across the cosmos, emanate out from there. I'm just going to let you set up shop to plant your flag at that space and let yourself be there for a bit. See what unfolds and what kind of special place you can create there. Inhale, drawing your energy up a little bit higher, and let it just disperse out through the shoulders, elbows, palms, and fingers, and so from the whole collarbone system down, the body's just feeling light and free. But let's incrementally work through from the shoulders down to the fingertips. You can start with the right arm. Just give yourself attention, care, as you work down. You go at your own pace. And at some point, when you're ready, you'll start with the other arm. You'll switch to the left shoulder blade and take it down through the elbow, through the wrist and palm and fingers. Enabling yourself to become perfectly weightless, free. Then draw your point of concentration directly to the throat. This is the fifth chakra point, Vishuddha chakra. This is the last chakra that works with the physical body. It's in charge of the ethereal factor. That most subtle physical presence. I say that chakra is infinite in shape and infinite in color. Start to move upwards from there. Just relax through the teeth, the tongue, the lips, the jaw, the whole lower aspect of the head. Then we're going to make our way to the one more chakra point that's sometimes unknown. The very tip of the nose is known as Lalana Chakra. So come to the tip of the nose and just rest the mind there. Very delicately perched. Again, just keeping the mind still at one point brings a sense of healing, rejuvenation. It keeps a soothing balm. Move into the eyes and the back of the eye sockets and let the whole eyeball relax on either side. Let the eyes shift their vision inwards totally. And where are they shifting their vision? To the next chakra point. Ajnana chakra, the center point of the mind. Its physical location is the pituitary gland right in the center of the head. This is the seat of the mind, the essence of where you are most times in this cosmos. So let the vision fix in there and start to make your journey to that singular, unique space inside. And hold yourself right at that point. Seeing how still you can become there, calming every vibration. Stilling the mind at this space will create a whole sweet reaction to the whole physical plane. This is a seed fissile, a seed vessel of your human experience. So just take some time to find that spot. Make that existential journey to the center of the mind and Seat yourself at that point. And let's find our peak destination as you draw the mind straight up to the very crown of the head, coming to the Sahasrara chakra, the thousand petaled lotus chakra. It's a lotus flower with a thousand petals. Why a thousand? Because it's the controlling point of mind. And at present, the human mind has 50 different vrittis or propensities. Asha, hope, chinta, worry, bhaya, fear, mamata, mindness, all different vrittis, 50 of them. And they work inside and out, internally and externally. That gives them 100. And then they work in the 10 directions, north, south, east, west, up, down, northeast, southeast, northwest, southwest. So that 10 times 100 makes 1,000. So the vrittis can move in 100,000 different ways, and the controlling point is right at the crown chakra. And just let that lotus flower become perfect. The other aspect of the lotus is that it grows in the muddy water yet maintains its brilliance. It has a very neat sheen on each and every petal, and the muddy water just drips off it and it stays brilliant. And that's what human beings are supposed to do in this world. Despite the busyness and the tensions and the struggle of the physical world, the mind should remain calm, steady, placid, brilliant. So create that brilliant space right at the crown chakra, at the very top of the head. Use your sense of longing to go beyond, to cultivate a sense of spiritual connection. Let the mind be high, light, inspired. And let that energy flush and purify every cell of the physical, psychic, and spiritual realms of your existence. Explore, experience, and just let yourself let go. Let the unit ego dissipate as you start to link your unit breath with that greater cosmic breath. Where you breathe with the whole cosmological order, just becoming perfectly in sync, in tune, in rhythm. No tension, no push and pull, just everything in one clean, cohesive flow. where the boundaries of your physical experience start to fade and mesh with the greater universal forms all around you, where the entitative flow of the unit mind starts to coalesce and just link up with the greater flow of cosmic mind. Where that sweet connection between unit and vast is vibrant and set. Where you feel completely alive from beginning to end and vibrant in all respects. Where the mind is naturally joyous and worry-free and needs no other external entertainment, just basking in that inner sanctity. Where everything is working in complementary fashion. Healing is going on where healing needs to happen. Support is growing where support needs to happen. And the mind is just involved in its endeavor of finding a deeper sense of peace and connection. Let go of the little, embrace the vast. Let your heart song be sung across the cosmos. And let the breath and the heartbeat go on and on as they magically and beautifully vibrate to all corners of the universe. Be great in that spirit of surrender, of fearlessly letting go and finding that subterranean flow of light, love, and peace that unites every single expression of this vast cosmos. Breathe on and on as you explore more deeply into your yoga nidra experience. Namaskar.